Welcome to Zeek Without Seeing Money. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions and 21 topics covering 7 Blot and Masechus Shabbos, going from Daf Kuf Zayin to Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So here goes number 1. Which Daf do we discuss the difference between knots tied by shoemakers, Rabbanim, and the people Machoza? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we have Machokas regarding making salt water on Shabbos? That's on Daf Kuf Ches. Great. Number 3. Which Daf do we discuss bathing in the Yom HaGadol for Refuah on Shabbos? That's on Daf Kuf Tes. Great. Number 4. Which Daf do we learn that one can fold clothes multiple times on Shabbos if one's going to wear them? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we learn about an elixir for jaundice that causes sterility, which brought up the topic of removing the crest from a rooster? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn Rabbi Zera's statement that if previous generations were like Malachim, we're like Anashim? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn the source for the Makom of Bris Milah? That's on Daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we learn the 3 times when one is completely Pater, such as in case of Mapis Mursa? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we have different statements about Bavel? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we have a question regarding what Rebbe Meir holds regarding tying a bow in a neva? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Al. Good. Number 11. Which Daf do we have 2 cases of broken sandal straps where the Amorim were advised differently? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 12. Which Daf do we learn about using vinegar to heal the hand or foot? That's on Daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number 13. Which Daf do we learn about trapping and bruising the aged shrasim, the shemona shrasim? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 14. Which Daf do we have a malkovus regarding using shemen vered, using rose oil on Shabbos? That's on Daf Kuf Yudav. Good. Number 15. Which Daf do we have a malkovus regarding killing a louse, and it was based on what we learned from the rams of the Mishkan? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 16. Which Daf do we learn that one can't dip vinegar for sore teeth, but one can dip their food in the vinegar and eat it? That's on Daf Kuf Yudav. Good. Number 17. Which Daf do we have a case of a snake bite for one who was poor together? He didn't listen to the Rabbanim. That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 18. Which Daf do we learn about washing hands 3 times in the morning? That's on Daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number 19. Which Daf do we learn that an effective way to escape from a snake is to run in sand? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 20. Which Daf do we have the Pasuk from Yeshayah we learn how to act on Shabbos in terms of our walking, our talking, and so on? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. And final question number 21. Which Daf do we learn that one can use chicken skin for tefillin? That's on Daf Kuf Ches. Excellent. All right, that concludes this Grand Pop Quiz. Again, I advise you to come back to this over the course of the weekend and subsequent weeks to keep the material fresh and increase your fluency with the Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.